The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting www.myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting www.myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting www.myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's www.myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day.
Welcome, everybody. So glad to have you back. This is Ken Auerbach, personal injury attorney from Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. And you're back to our program from No Fault of Your Own. It's our goal, as you know, to give an insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other party. Among these areas that we've discussed and will continue to discuss, we're going to explore car accidents, trip and slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, motorcycle accidents, nursing home neglect, products liability, and many other types of situations where someone injures a person as a result of negligence and the serious injuries that often occur. Through our journey together, it's again our hope we can remove some of the mystery and uncertainty and help you feel both empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. And hopefully we can have some fun as we do explore these serious issues. In our continuing desire to educate and empower you, I wanted to take a few minutes to discuss with you some cases that I've had over the years, some real-life experiences, and things that I think would be helpful for you in examining whether or not you do have a personal injury matter, how to proceed, how to protect yourself. So over the past 30 years of my practice, and actually more than 30 years at Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg, try to tell people what to do if you or your loved one was injured from the neglect and failures that occur in other people's property. And for example, injuries can occur from a fall at a construction site, an office building, a neighbor's home, an airport, a train station park, a school campus, sporting arenas, sporting areas, and just about any place that, you know, people live and people make mistakes. Now, some of the most important decisions you will need to make occurs at the location where you fell, typically before you can reach an experienced personal injury attorney for guidance. Now, with regard to the scene, you and or your loved one will have the first opportunity to get the proof of what caused your harm. It is a very good idea to take pictures and videos right after you are hurt, as an example, before a store employee comes to wipe up a puddle that caused you to slip. And sometimes you're unable to do it, but certainly if you're with somebody else, you can ask them to do it. And it's very important to capture these photos and these videos at the scene of the injury because many conditions are what we call transient. And what that means is it's a condition which can be cleaned up, it can be removed, it can be changed almost immediately after you were harmed. Now, sometimes the store employees will not only clean up a spill or clean up some type of a situation that caused you to be hurt and something that shouldn't have been there, but I've seen it many times where they'll take the object, and I've seen plastic straps that are wrapping, let's say, wood, or straps that are wrapping newspapers, and they'll pick them up and they will literally throw them out. I will always say this, and I think it's true, that a picture is worth a thousand words, and this phrase has even greater meaning in a legal setting. Because jurors appreciate seeing what caused you to be injured and your limitations afterwards, and it's not only jurors, but it's also insurance company representatives, adjusters, their attorneys. They like to see what we're talking about, not just hear words about it. Now, they have the great responsibility of determining, in this case, jurors, who's responsible for your injury and how much you should be paid for your injuries if you don't settle your case before trial. As a trial lawyer, I take into account the fact that our society is visual and likes to look at pictures and videos. Having the photographic and video images is a tool that I like to have in my toolbox to prove how the defendant failed to keep their property safe, how they failed to keep their property in a condition which would avoid someone, as yourself, from being unreasonably placed in a situation where they're hurt. If your injury prevents them from documenting the dangerous condition, it's possible a good Samaritan may be willing to take a picture on your phone. Now, with regard to witnesses, we've talked about some of that. I always tell people, make sure you ask that Good Samaritan for their name and contact information and secure that information by adding their contacts or writing it in a notes section on your phone, on a piece of paper. Often, witness information is either not requested at the time or it's lost while seeking medical treatment. And the fact of the matter is, once it's lost or once that person leaves, oftentimes there's nothing to be able to be done after that. If you're just joining us on the program, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. We're on our program From No Fault of Your Own, where we explore the most important issues in the personal injury area caused by someone's negligence. If you or someone has been injured as a direct result of someone's negligence, please contact me. Contact my office at www.myinjuryli.com. You could call me at 631-654-4900. You could Google me, Ken, K-E-N, Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, or Google me, myinjuryli.com, and you will get us. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. Now, with regard to the Good Samaritan, I indicated to you that it's really important that you get that information. And by getting that information, it puts you in a position to be protected so that you can prove facts that otherwise you may not be able to otherwise prove. And when you reach out to a skilled personal injury attorney, someone who knows what they're doing, this witness information and these pictures will really be helpful, and it will allow us to go ahead and try to maximize your chances of being successful and maximize your chances of getting you fairly compensated for your serious injuries. And if you're counting on store videos, and that's something that people say, well, there'll be store videos, that's really not always the case, and oftentimes it's not the case. Even if it appears that there is a video camera nearby, don't count on it capturing good quality, high-def images with the latest tech. Your pictures and video oftentimes, honestly, will be a much higher quality than the store surveillance video systems. And many of those old video systems that I've viewed over the years have been very grainy and blurry. The images are not even in color and are taken from a bad camera angle. And another reason not to rely upon them is that many of the older video systems were designed to record over the previous days. So they may have video for 2 or 3 days, and then they're gone forever. So if you didn't get to an experienced personal injury attorney, that video doesn't exist anymore, unless, of course, you took something or took pictures or video on your own or had someone do that for you while you were there. Now, not only do I recommend that you take pictures and video from your own phone if you're able, but I have a helpful technique that has proven useful to many clients to secure the photographs and videos that you've taken with regard to the images available, and you can give them then to your experienced personal injury attorney. Once you have your images on your phone, either save it to the cloud or email it to yourself as soon as you're able. This will secure your proof on a source that's external to your phone in case it gets damaged or stolen. Do remember, too, that the store, if in fact the store was negligent, it's not to their benefit to maintain this information. So we want to make sure that the information is maintained so we can get to the truth. And if something occurred which caused your injuries, that you will not be foreclosed because someone decided it wasn't a good idea to keep it because you'd be able to prove your case. Now let's talk about social media a little bit. I know that many of us like to post on there. It does create issues at times, and you need to be aware of that. And that's something I'm going to talk about when we get to the other side and explain to you why you need to be cautious and how you should handle that. With regard to personal injury cases, it is used, and it is used quite often, to try to undercut a person's case. And my job here, and I believe as an experienced personal injury attorney, is to make sure I give you the best chance for success. So just listen to us. Please take into account some of these things that we've said on the show. I'm really concerned that you get justice and we get to fight for you and fight for you hard. So we'll see you on this other side as we continue in our exploration in the area of personal injury and getting you the right recovery. Well, we're back here on our show from No Fault of Your Own. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. So glad to be with you here today and try to explore these issues in the area of personal injury to protect you and let you get justice. Of course, at any point, you could always get a hold of me at www.myinjuryli.com. Call me at 631-654-4900 or Google me, Ken Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H, or you can actually Google myinjuryli.com and you will get to my website and we'll be able to speak to each other and hopefully get you the justice that you deserve. So we were talking about social media before the commercial break, and we were talking about how a lot of us like to post and share what happens in our lives publicly on social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram. But this is not the time to share images or post on your social media accounts about your injuries, about what happened. Anything you say and post may be used against you. Insurance companies and their attorneys can use these and sometimes take it out of context. And what's important to understand is that it can be used, it will be discoverable, they will get to it. So there's really no upside to be talking about your injuries or talking about what actually happened in a situation. We'll leave that for the times when you're under oath, if that happens and you have to have a deposition, and you'll raise your right hand and swear to tell the truth. We don't need you to go ahead and be dealing with videos and being dealing with things that I have to maybe explain in some way after you explain to me, well, that really wasn't what it appears to be. So don't put yourself in that place. Also, since once you make a claim against someone, their attorneys will check these accounts. They're not private, as I said, and they will have access to it. And the sooner you seek counsel from a experienced personal injury attorney, the better it is for your case. And that is why we're available 24/7. My associates are available because we know how critical it is to get answers to your questions right away from an attorney during these critical hour or so times after an injury. Should there come an unfortunate day when you or a loved one is injured, and you have this situation that's occurred to you, whether it happens in a motor vehicle accident, on someone's property, in a construction scene accident, medical malpractice, nursing home neglect, or anything like that, get to me sooner than later, because that's where I'll have the chance to try to inform the person who is negligent to save those videos, save those pictures, and protect you. Well, one of the first things myself and my associate attorneys will do is ask you where you fell and what caused you to fall, if it's a trip and fall. And investigations take time. So aside from knowing the exact location of your fall and what caused you to fall, you should be aware that federal, state, and local municipalities pass laws designed to limit your ability to sue. And a proper investigation as to who exactly is responsible does take significant time. So it's important to reach out to a law firm who is competent, capable. We would love to be able to help you to do that. There's something known as notices of claim, notices of intention. These documents have to be filed. And when it's against a municipality, typically you're talking about within 90 days of the event. Not all of the notice of claim periods are that, but most of them are. And the statute of limitations on most of those claims against municipalities is much shorter. Don't wait to get a hold of the attorney, because her attorney needs to investigate it. And if you don't file within that 90-day period, you are greatly, greatly risking that you will never be able to make a recovery if you are hurt. And so please know that 90-day window is a short time. While there is a legal procedure to ask the court permission to file a late notice of claim, and we have successfully helped people with this, there's case law that makes it very difficult to get that. We have to ask for the court's permission. There's limited times that you can get that. Don't put yourself in that spot. Now, there's an old saying there also that the early bird gets the worm. So let me share an example of careful investigation and immediate response by my law firm that greatly benefited a client, because they actually contacted us the day after a very, very significant fall. And this client in particular fell and wound up having a horrific, horrific head injury and wound up having brain surgery. By them reaching out to my office right away, I had my associate, in this case, Linda Boswell, who's one of my right-hand people. She's an amazing, amazing lawyer, better person, cares about my clients. My clients love her, and for good reason. And I told her, listen, you need to go out to the scene to speak with the husband, as the wife obviously had just had brain surgery and was very injured. She had no memory of how she fell. And my associate went out, took the time to carefully listen and retrace the wife's normal walking route, and took pictures of the scene where the blood stains were actually there, located on an area with the grass where she had been walking the dog. And there was a tripping hazard, actually, from a broken signpost. And that signpost was obviously there for years. And it was several inches out of the ground. It was hard to see. This happened at night. And she tripped and she fell. Well, my associate found the jagged end of a broken metal pole in the ground, which is clearly where she fell, because we saw the blood right next to it, adjacent to where she landed. And the shape of the jagged edge of that broken metal pole actually matched exactly with the scratch and also the indentation on the front of the shoe that the client was wearing. So we took pictures of the jagged edge of the pole. We matched it up against the shoe. We retained a safety expert immediately to prove that the walkway and the area where she was walking was defective, clearly negligently left there. And those early photographs and careful investigation were so instrumental in resolving that case for a very, very large sum of money, and the insurance company being willing to pay a significant sum of money to my clients. They originally were doubtful or trying to doubt as to where she actually fell. That actually removed the doubt and got them to essentially agree to compensate this person with a significant amount of money for her horrific injuries. Now, over the years, I've represented many workers injured on construction sites also through no fault of their own. For example, falls caused by a scaffolding that collapsed, defective safety equipment, and even objects negligently left behind by other contractors on the job site or dropped from a height and injuring workers. Often, the injured worker will not be in any physical condition to take pictures or even return to the construction site before the dangerous condition is repaired. And usually, the co-workers will call to see how their friend is. And if that occurs, take that opportunity, if possible, for you or your loved one to ask the co-worker, who likely still is on the job, to take a few pictures of the dangerous condition and the scene of the injuries. Now, your coworkers may have witnessed your injury or have knowledge of who is responsible or witnessed the injury of your loved one, so it's important to save their names and contact information of them, of the coworkers who are on site with the injured worker, into your phone contacts, and get to an experienced personal injury attorney. Would love it to be us. Would love to be able to help you. Lastly, write down the names and contact information of, maybe any other trucks on a construction site that were there on the job site that you might recall. All this information can really help pinpoint who exactly is responsible as a party for that construction site accident. So it's really been great kind of going up and catching up on some of those things. We're excited today. As you know, what we try to do on our program is have some of my former clients come on and talk about their experiences of being represented by the firm, going through an experience of being seriously injured and treated. And in this case, we're really, really so fortunate to have one of my clients, former clients, Valerie, on the phone. She was injured in a motor vehicle accident. She's going to give you an insider's view of what the process is to get better and to get justice and fairly compensated. Valerie, are you there?
I am, and I am so happy to join you and that you asked me to join you, because I really feel it's so important for everybody to really understand what happens and what needs to be done so quickly in order to prove what has happened.
So what's great is by having you here, you know, we don't hire actors and actresses. We try to have real people so that the listeners can hear from you. And we're actually going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to have you back for the next two segments so that you can tell people what it's really like, what do you have to do to get better and to get fairly compensated. We'll see you on the other side. Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting www.myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting www.myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting www.myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's www.myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Welcome back to our program. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach on our program From No Fault of Your Own, again, exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. We're so fortunate to have one of my former clients on the phone, Valerie, who was involved in an accident, was seriously hurt, and I'm going to kind of go into some details now of what it was about and what her experience was like. So let me ask you this question, Valerie. Now, what type of matter actually were you injured in? You know, what happened?
Well, I was parked at a red light. I was stopped, and I was going to make a U-turn when it turned green. But before it turned green, out of the clear blue sky, I just got banged from behind, and it just jolted me and really caused a terrible injury to my body. And, you know, I was really close to home. I was like maybe a minute away from going into my complex where
so,
I live.
So when did this accident happen? What year?
It happened in 2019.
Okay, and had you ever been in an accident before that date, a car accident of any kind?
Yes, but it was many years ago.
Okay, were you injured in that accident?
Very minorly.
Okay, so the vehicle that you were in when this occurred, what type of vehicle?
It was a Lexus. It's called a GS 300, and it's a four-door sedan, and it's a good-sized car.
Okay, and how about the other vehicle? What kind of vehicle was that?
It was a smaller car. It was a Toyota. It was a newer vehicle.
So at the time of the accident, where were you coming from, or at least where were you going, if you remember that?
I was heading home. I had been to the store, and I was, you know, in my neighborhood, and I was just about to turn around that U-turn and go into my complex.
So what's amazing about this, Val, and we've had other people on the show before, and there's actually studies that show that most of the serious accidents occur within a very short distance. I think it's within like 2 miles of their home. And in this case, you are even much closer than that, huh?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so So you're, again, just moments away from your home, and you're sitting there minding your own business, and all of a sudden you get smashed into the back. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And at the time, what was the weather like?
It was a nice day. It was summer. It was in the middle of August, and it was a sunny day. It was nice. It was probably around 5 o'clock in the evening.
Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Yes, I always wear my seatbelt.
Well, thank goodness. You know, I've told people this idea about just because you're just going out around the corner, you know, that doesn't mean you shouldn't wear your seatbelt. In your case, is a perfect example, right? You're basically around the corner from your home when you have a very serious accident. And if you weren't wearing your seatbelt, obviously as bad as it was, it could have been worse, right?
Yes, definitely.
Did you have any warning that this accident was going to take place? You know, in other words,
none.
None at all. So there you are sitting there minding your own business, and the next thing, boom, huh, into the back of your car?
Yes.
Okay, so after you got hit, did you immediately feel any type of pain, or was there anything going on in your body that you realized that, hey, something's not right?
I have to say I was in shock. I didn't know what happened. I was just dazed, I believe. And then very shortly after, I started feeling pain in my neck, shoulders, back, and it graduated to my legs as, you know, the time went on.
Sure. If you're just joining us, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach on the program From No Fault of Your Own, where we're exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. We have one of my former clients on the line, Valerie. She's been so kind to get on there and tell us about her experience in getting better, going through the process of litigation and fighting to get justice, as we were fortunate to be allowed to do that. If you or someone else you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact me at www.myinjuryli.com. You could call me at 631-654-4900. Find me on Google at Ken Auerbach. It's K-E-N-A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. We'd love to fight to get you justice. So getting back to Valerie, at the scene, did the police come to the scene?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall how they came to the scene? How they were informed to come to the scene?
I believe that I did call them at some point shortly after, you know, once I was not in shock any longer and realized what had happened.
Well, you did the right thing. I can tell you that because on the show I've talked about sometimes people don't call someone, the police, to the scene. And then, unfortunately, people's memories tend to change for certain reasons. Maybe they don't want to take responsibility. At the scene, it's more likely they'll tell the truth. The police officers can examine it. And so you did it right. And that's a perfect example as to what you should do and why you should do it, is to get it locked in, get the truth locked in. So at the scene, did you make any complaints to the police about injuries, about something bothering you?
Yeah, they asked me if I was hurt, and I proceeded to explain, you know, the pain that I was feeling, and they asked me if they should call an ambulance for me, and I said, you know, it would probably be a good idea. So they proceeded to do that.
Now, were you taken by ambulance someplace?
Yes, I was taken to the local hospital.
Now, as I recall, you had various complaints when you got to the hospital, right? You complained of dizziness, I believe, imbalance. You were having severe neck and back pain, numbness into your buttocks and your shoulder.
Yes.
And you really banged up, right?
As time went on, the pain just got more pronounced, and graduated into different areas.
So at the scene, by the way, did you speak to anyone at the scene? Were there any witnesses?
No, I don't believe. I didn't speak to anybody, but I don't think there were anybody stopped. So, again, I was a little bit shaken. still, and, you know, I saw the police and I saw the woman that hit me.
That's very common, actually, at the scene. You get hit like that, and a lot of times you can be a little discombobulated, particularly in this case. I know you suffer from dizziness and balance, and you actually had and ultimately were diagnosed with a head injury. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it's unusual it's unusual sometimes to understand that you really sometimes don't know what's going on because, again, when your brain gets bounced around, you start to lose sometimes kind of the idea as to what you should do and the right thing to do. And I've seen clients, because of that, not call the police and then later on really regret it. So it was really a good thing that you did that, at least to the extent that you knew to do that. Now, you get to the hospital, and you made complaints at the hospital, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
And same complaints, dizziness, imbalance, neck and back, numbness, and your buttock, shoulder. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. What did they do for you at the hospital?
They just briefly examined me and took x-rays. That was it.
Okay.
And told me to follow up with my doctor if I have any additional pain or it persists.
Got it. And in fact, at some point, you did follow up with medical treatment. Am I correct?
I did, yes.
Okay. That's really important that you did do that. You know, I tell my clients first and foremost, I want you to get better. I want you to get past this. I'm not hoping that you're really, really, really badly injured, but you are. If you are, we're there to fight for you. But sometimes you really have to push your client to make sure that they help themselves. And I'm glad that you did that, Val, and you listened. And we're going to talk more to you on the other side and hear more about your experiences of going through the process and being represented in a personal injury matter. Well, welcome back to our program. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. So glad to be with you. We have a great guest on the show, Valerie. And Valerie's one of my former clients, and she's explaining what it was to go through the process of being involved in a very serious motor vehicle collision and going through the process of trying to get better and certainly trying also to get justice at the same time for her serious injuries. If you're just joining us, we're really happy to have you here. If at any point you need to get a hold of me and talk about your own personal injury matter, please contact me at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900 or Google me, Ken Auerbach, K-E-N-A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. Love to fight for you and try to get you justice. So let's get back to our guest and talk to Valerie about her experiences in treating. And Val, I know you said that the hospital told you to follow up and get treatment. Did you in fact do that?
I did, yes.
Okay. What types of treatment did you go through?
I had a chiropractic care. I had pain management. I had massage therapy and acupuncture therapy. I had physical therapy. And I saw a neurologist.
Okay, let's talk about the neurologist. What complaints were you making to the neurologist in particular in terms of what they were treating you for?
Well, I felt dizziness and off balance, and I actually was nauseous. And I began to start feeling headaches, which continued and got so much worse as the time went on.
You know, the fact of the matter is that people are in accidents. And what happens sometimes is they focus only on the pain areas and not on the areas of things that are sort of unusual. And in this case, obviously, you're having dizziness and imbalance. And oftentimes, that's an absolute clear sign that someone has a head injury. In other words, the brain gets bounced around inside of the skull, causes injury between the connections between the inner ear and the brain and the signals. And someone oftentimes, as a result of that, suffers nausea that follows that and really is not pleasant, right?
That's right, yeah. Had
you ever had issues overall with dizziness and imbalance before this collision?
No.
And did the neurologist send you for any type of therapy to try to help you with that balance of those issues regarding balance?
Yes, I had extensive testing done, and I went for what was called vestibular therapy.
Okay. And that's therapy to try to essentially get your brain to reboot itself, right? Trying to get you so that you don't have to be dealing with the imbalance constantly. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And now you also had neck and back injuries, you said, and you treated, I think you said, with a chiropractor, pain management. Did that get rid of the pain and the problem?
It did not. It made my daily life livable but bearable. Without the therapies that I was going through, and I went through them for over a year, I don't know. I probably would have ended up bedridden.
Okay. So as a result of you not getting better, did you have to have surgery?
I did. I had surgery done on my lower lumbar.
Okay, and that they basically took out the ruptured disc and the herniated disc and did a fusion essentially to try to get you stability in your spine. Am I correct?
That's correct.
How did that work out for you?
It helped greatly, but you know, I'm still in some pain, but it's so much more relieved than it was.
Now, well, that's great. That's what we love to hear. You know, that people at least feeling better. Oftentimes, it doesn't get to the place where it's perfect, but it's better. Now, prior to this accident, were you dealing with any prior injuries to any of these parts you claimed were injured in this accident, or were you having any other medical issues you were dealing with at the time?
Well, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is overactive nerve. And I had pain from that, but the pain that I had after the accident was different, and I was able to tell that it was different.
You know, that's very interesting that you raise that, because a lot of times we hear from insurance companies and we hear from their attorneys, and they're trying to fight us on these cases, and they say, well, your client had this type of an injury. And our job as personal injury attorneys is to make sure if there's a difference between what you had before and what you have as a result of this accident, it's serious injury, to show that and to explain that. And simply because you have some prior condition does not mean that you're not entitled to justice and doesn't mean that you didn't suffer a serious injury. And Valerie's a perfect example of that. And we were able to go ahead and prove that to the insurance company, although, you know, they did fight us hard, but ultimately they really could not explain why she was dealing with what she was dealing with, other than the obvious that she'd been seriously hurt. Now, in your case, do you recall how much damage it was to your vehicle?
Somewhere in the range of like $700-$800.
Well, that's interesting. That's the other thing we deal with sometimes, where the insurance companies want to say, well, it's only $700 or $800 in damage, and therefore this person couldn't have been hurt. And we have doctors have come on this program and said, that's just ridiculous. Every person is different. A person who has a certain type of injury in a case could be a person who has a lot of damage to a car or not a lot. Everybody's different and every situation is different. You have any thoughts on that?
I do. Even though there was not much damage to my car, I was jolted very, very hard, and it must have really thrown my body completely out of whack, and my brain obviously as well, and it really did a lot of damage to my body, even though my car didn't show it.
Well, you know, and that's the case, and for many people, and I really think that it's really helpful that you've been able to explain that you know, your body is your body. Your body was jolted, so the fact that maybe somebody else wouldn't be affected by it doesn't mean that you would not be, and vice versa. So really appreciate you pointing that out. Now, how long did you treat, you know, and go through the recovery process?
It was over a year that I treated, and then I had the surgery after that.
Okay, and your case was put into litigation, of course, and we brought a claim against the defendant to recover for your serious injuries, correct?
That is correct.
Now, your case was resolved by our law firm, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Were you satisfied with the representation by myself and my office?
Very, very satisfied. Extremely satisfied, because you were very, very thorough in asking questions, and, you know, your staff was prompt, and you know, everything went the way it should go. Unfortunately, not many, you know, law firms are, I guess, as thorough.
Really appreciate that. You know, I always tell everybody the best compliment you could ever pay me or pay your lawyer is a referral. And that means that you went through the process. We went through a life experience, which is a real tough life experience. It's not something that you'd ever ask for. But at the end of it, you felt like we were able to get you justice and attain justice. Is that fair to say?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Now, I know our listeners would like to know is how are you today as a result of, you know, your serious injuries? How are you doing?
I'm doing so much better. You know, I have grandchildren, and thank God I'm able to spend time with them and, you know, pick them up, which I would not have been able to do had I not been treated and had the surgery.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear that. Really happy to hear that. And, you know, your process was a very familiar process for me, but, you know, I tell each one of my clients that this is a new process typically for them. And no question is silly. If you were able to do this, you wouldn't need me. And our job here is to fight for you. Our job is to communicate here for you. And our job is to get you justice. So we really thank you. Can't wait for you to come back, everyone, and listen to our show next week, every Monday from 4 to 5 on Mondays.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.